Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the A&R Geekly. I'm your host, Alvin, and today we got a great show. A defining moment in the anime saga that I have been talking about since December. It has come to a conclusion. I have made my choice. And you'll find out just after these commercials. No, just kidding. speaking of defining moment, it was a long time ago, almost 200 episodes ago, when I asked a friend of mine to join the show. And he said, yeah, no, I'm not doing it. I was like, why not? He's like, nope, not doing it. I'll come by and help you out for a bit. And what he meant by that is 194 episodes later, he's still loving it. He's still helping me out. He's leaving one day, he said. He promised me.
I got tricked. I got duped.
You're still helping me out. Don't worry. You've been staying true. You've been helping me out. And a help you have been, an immense help. I do want to say it right now to you that I could not have done 194 episodes.
I got baited, switched.
We're so close to 200 episodes. We're so close. Peace out. And next week, we're going to start our 5-week long, what's it called? Not mystery board. What would you say it? Our prize word or
the mystery word giveaway.
Yeah, the mystery. Oh, we'll call it mystery word. The mystery word. So the episodes 95 to 200, we're going to give you guys, well, not 95 to 200, 95 to 99, we're going to give you in each of those episodes at the end of the show a mystery word. And on episode 200, we're going to give away some prizes. And if you want to win those prizes, we'll say, hey, on this episode, what was the mystery word? First person to get it wins that prize. And you can win multiple prizes, up to two. Okay, so two prizes. So even if you get one, doesn't mean that you can't go get something else. So it'll be first come, first serve with the mystery prize on our chat. So make sure you're live here with us, not on the replay crew or on Spotify platforms. We do appreciate everyone who does. But if you want to win some cool prizes, there's going to be a prize from Mythic Legions. There's going to be a prize from Marvel Legends. And a couple other we'll announce next week. But yeah, stay tuned for that. All right, we got a good show. Lots to get into. Toy Talks of the Week. But the world famous in our dad joke begins right now. Did you just do a
I didn't say anything.
I thought you did an aw.
You just used to be doing that.
I know, right? I think I heard it in my own head. Do I have to?
That's being nice. Right. And then you still threw it.
Shut up.
All right. Let's hear that joke.
Wow, your microphone's so much better now that you actually have it pointed
there you
towards
go.
You.
Who yeah, knew? I moved it out of the way to reach for something and I forgot to put it back. Sorry, guys.
For those of you, I got a joke for y'all. Okay. Funny guy. For those of you who are new here or want to play along, you can let us know if this week's dad joke was good by saying hashtag dad in the live chat or hashtag sad. Go back to the drawing board in the live chat. If you're listening to us on podcast platforms like Spotify, iTunes, or Amazon Music, or wherever we're at, we're a bunch of places. You can let us know at our social media handle at A&R Universe if this week's dad joke is hashtag dad or hashtag sad. You can also submit your jokes at that handle and we'll give you credit for it. And I'll do the joke first before I let D know if it was given by somebody else so that he can be honest with his assessment as he always is.
Always.
And the replay crew, let us know in the comment section if this week's dad joke was good and also anything. What?
Nothing,
what?
Just like nothing. If it was good, let's. I don't know. I just.
Oh, I said Jesus. Okay. I should have brought five jokes today. just because of that. I only have one bullet in the chamber today. I didn't have a whole lot of time, but all right, let's get on with this amazing joke. Okay. What people in the chat? Hello to everybody in the chat. Ryan, KJ, Rasper, Cowabunga, what's that? What's up, party people? This guy always does the throwbacks. I love it. Oh, man. All right, here we go. Ready, D?
All right,
there you go. What do you got? Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Off to a good start, eh?
Something right out of the
Canadian box. The Canadian A.
Okay, let's see that truck. Hello, goes. What do you call a celebrity termite?
What do you call him?
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to do anymore. Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Come on, it's a termite.
How many jokes do you have?
I have one today. That's
all. Only one? I was going to combine them and get you extra points. I was going to grade on a curve.
No, but... I had only time to get one today in the chamber, damn it. I take back. Yeah! There, woo!
All right.
Clint eats wood.
Oh no, God!
No! Bungadoo, you're better than that.
You're better than that. Checks in the mail, Cowboy.
Yeah. No one else is dignifying it.
I got some of the zero jokes. Feel free to say that in your show if you wanna.
KJ put a dad too.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
All right. All right, let's get into what we watched and what we got. Go for it, man.
I was at your house. You gave me this. Elvin's selling some toys. This, surprisingly, I have never owned a Green Goblin figure.
I was shocked when you said you needed one. I thought you wanted to do like some mod.
I just never bothered. So I was like, you know what? It's in front of me. Spider-Man needs a Green Goblin.
There you go.
Is
he his most iconic
villain?
Villain? Doc in the Rogues Gallery that he has. Is he the number one? Like Batman is Joker, undeniably, yeah. Right?
In my opinion, he is Spider-Man's version of Joker. He's the one who just torments him. He's the one who like knew his identity.
It's funny how they both are wearing like Joker type of material.
And they're known to like grin and laugh.
And they're all psycho. Yeah, the psycho laughs too.
She's dead. I needed her for her shoes for custom. So she's comic accurate, Tav. Don't worry.
Who did you put the shoes with?
I'm going to put it on just any other like figure that needed heels.
Gotcha.
There's so many.
I might have an extra of that.
Of Gwen? Because I have her head, so I could just put it on any like civilian body, right? Okay. Got that. Then the black suit for just fodder. Because you're like, why do I need another black suit? Don't you have one? So the same reason you have a lot. Just who knows when you'll need one, right?
Or when you're, your favorite pet, choose it.
Yeah, just in case. I watched Sakamoto Days, I like it a lot. Haven't watched any other anime lately. Yeah, I know. I can see you grinning. watched that Pop Culture Jeopardy some more.
Kitchen Night. Any good?
It's a good background show. Sometimes I can even answer some of these questions.
I was just gonna say, yeah, you're like, oh, I know that, I know that.
Yeah. And Kitchen Nightmares we threw on. I wanted some Chef Ramsay's yelling. So
let's just come to my house.
No, that too. Either or. slow week.
There's no way she's gonna watch this show. I can get away with murder.
Elvin has stuff to say about that. So
Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Okay, what else?
That's all I watched. I didn't get anything. All of the stuff I got came in during the last few episodes. I don't think I have any pre-orders coming in.
I have three.
I'm waiting on the that Punisher 2-pack.
I don't remember if I pre-ordered that or not.
I think that's the only thing I'm waiting for.
I'll tell you when my turn.
Yeah. And then of course saw all those M Bisons at GameStop. That people were I'll say something about Jay after.
Okay.
After, right. go ahead, your turn.
What did I get? Well, I'm continuing my streak of 2025 reducing my figure purchasing, and again this week I have zero figures to show because, like I said, 2025 mass reduction of figure purchases. That being said, though, I do have two Dragon Ball SH figures on the way, and I also have a Guile from Jada that I forgot to pick up this weekend. Totally forgot about it. I actually was right down the street from the store doing something else, and which is one of the reasons.
GameStop?
The Langley GameStop. Yeah, okay. Because yeah. I take my son for his lessons, and it's right down the street. I'm like, you know what? Perfect. While he's doing his lesson, I can just go there and pick it up. And my mind completely banked out. So I'll have to wait till next weekend to go pick it up. But yeah, did not get anything here. In terms of what I watched, okay. So I did watch a fair bit of sports over the weekend, including football, soccer, hockey, the normal kind of sports on the weekend. What did I watch? Oh, I know. A little show called Sakamoto Days. Want to cue up that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Do you want the trailer?
No.
Vince. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Do you have it? If you don't, okay. Well, if you don't know, hold on a second. If you don't know, I said in December that I was going to look into watching some anime. I asked for suggestions, and there were some great suggestions. And thank you to everybody that did suggest which ones to watch. I checked out a few of them as much as I could. I gave some of them more than one episode, some of them only one episode. I lost my interest within 10 minutes of watching it. I didn't have a whole lot of time to go invest in some of the people that deserve it. I just didn't have the time. But I did watch this one show, and I don't know who recommended this, so we'll have to go back to the tapes.
Okay.
As you know. But somebody asked me, or somebody said, watch Sakamoto.
See, but it doesn't count because you started this before. Does it count? Like, what? Were you open to new anime? Because when you made this claim, the show didn't exist yet. No. So someone recommended it later. So does it count towards
your list? It's that day when I wrote that list.
Yeah.
Was a day that I would try them out. But I wasn't like married to that list. I could also find out anime on my own, which I did.
Yeah.
There's stuff on the list that wasn't on the list that I checked out because I wanted to see if there's anything else out there. And without a doubt, it's one clear winner. It's already done.
Here we go. Over. Here we go, I guess.
It's over. Sakamoto Days is the clear cut winner. It even dethroned Dragon Ball. Like, if somebody said, can you watch, pick one of these to watch? And I'll be like, Sakamoto Days. It's over.
Like, a lot of people say it's good, but I think a few people also said you probably wouldn't like it. So I'm wondering, because even that day you're like, oh, send me that link to the trailer after the episode. And I did, because I'm like, I think Elvin may like this. And you're like, drop the trailer. I'm like, okay. And then I didn't hear from you. And then a few days ago, you're like, I love this. Okay.
I cannot believe how much in love I am with this show. And it's only three episodes. That's how good the show is to me personally. It has everything I look for in an anime. Comedy. Average animation. I don't even care about the animation as much. Yeah. It doesn't have to be spectacular, but it does the job. And I love the whole quirkiness of it. And the dad bod doesn't help either. But I absolutely love it. I think it's a massive hit in my books. I cannot wait for next week. I'm so excited for this show. That was a telling point that I can't wait. Because I'm like three episodes. I'm like, aw, that's it? It's over? I'm like, what? I gotta wait till next week to watch the next episode? Oh, man. It's a great show. And I believe the manga has been out for quite some time, correct?
Yeah, it has. It's not a new manga.
Yeah. And I'm going to go to Japan and I'm going to buy a t-shirt.
Oh, can you wait until they start dropping figures for you to buy? Figures for you to buy?
I'm buying every single figure. I'm buying the whole show. I don't care.
The contest was a sham. I'm really starting to think this is starting to...
A sham, okay?
Yeah, so yeah, he also said
four episodes that came out yesterday. Did the fourth episode come out yesterday? I think only three. It might be not translated because Netflix translates it.
hold on. No, I think there's a new episode.
February 1st is the next episode, but is there four already?
You might have just caught up and not realized it. Let me see.
Are you saying there's one more episode I haven't watched?
Well, I don't know. You. There's four episodes.
Maybe I just...
No, it says... Yeah, for me, it says February 1st, so I can't even click on it.
Yeah, so what is he saying?
I just watched episode four today.
Where did you watch it? Tav, tell me where you watched it. Because Netflix is only showing three. And are you watching the original or the dubbed version? Because I'm watching the dubbed version.
Let me see here.
Let me check. We have to get to the bottom of this. Pause everything. Pause the show. We have to get to the bottom.
But okay, so you basically like the animation, the story, the action.
The whole, the action and the comedy that's blended into this thing is awesome.
Craps on One Punch Man and Marshall then gets... Did you watch One Punch Man? Did you not care for it?
I should give it a chance, but I don't know. Is that the Caillou?
Yeah.
Every time I see him, I just think of Caillou all grown up again. Right? I just think, no, I can't do this. Caillou with the cape.
Yeah, it won't even let me click on four. Tab, yeah. Where did you watch it? I don't want that. I want, like, you don't like Nendoroids either. I saw the image for it. Is Dragon Ball that high of a bar to face quality on? For Elvin, it is. I actually don't know how high that show has been rated. So, you're not giving anything else a chance? Are you going to go back and try to watch anything else, Elvin, or what?
It's over. Oh.
It's over? Okay.
Yeah, Ryan, I got that. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. Other means. Got it. I got it. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I am going to... So this is the dubbed version. So, okay, perfect. Awesome. Sounds good. And that's it. My weekend was complete with that. Now, the arduous task is to find a good maker that was going to make all these figures. Because I want them all. It's so good.
Hey, I'm glad you like it.
Oh my God. I never thought this day would come because I went through a gambit of anime. I'm like, don't care. Yeah, okay, not bad. But nothing really stood out and just captured my attention, like full on. Like, I got to watch every single episode available. Otherwise, I can't sleep.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is awesome. It's exactly what I was looking for. So, yeah. I hope they have a long journey ahead of them. I've never read the manga, so I don't know how much runway they have with this. Is it a one?
They're gonna stop after one season, and then they're gonna take a hiatus, and then it's gonna be like two
no!
years. That's what they always do.
Thank you, Ryan.
He doesn't do statues. He doesn't do statues. I don't think.
Yeah, I know. I don't do statues. Yeah. Cannot wait.
Oh, I did forget to mention, I did also watch, so Brick Something had a live yesterday, and then KJ does his on Fridays with 78 and a few other guys, so I checked them out too.
They're speaking of Fridays, Popcorn Chicken, 4:30 p.m. Pacific time, I'm actually going to be doing every week a top five. It's obviously movie or TV show related top five. This week's top five is my favorite top five comedy TV shows. So in order, so tune in, check it out. And every week I'm going to do a top five from either the movie or TV show world. So check it out. It's going to be awesome. And then you can submit yours too as well. So that way I could see other people's opinions on their top five. Because sometimes, you know, there's so many shows out there, so many movies out there. It might encourage me to go check it out. What's that? I've been waiting like 3 years for another season of One Punch Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez. Wow. So enjoy it while you can, right?
If Elvin likes Sakamoto Days, do you think he'll like Hitman? No.
Wow, that's not pretty fast.
Yeah, that's not anything to like, I'm not hating on it. I just don't think you would like it.
What is this Primal, American Primal?
It is a lot of hair. I haven't seen it.
Anime?
No, it's a live action show. Like it's a show. Okay. Give it a try. I haven't seen it either. It's a mini series.
Okay.
See, now everyone's sending you their. Actually, you should keep this going.
No, I'm going to keep it going. Absolutely.
Keep
any of your recommendations, I will always take a look at it and see if it's for me. Why not? If I can find another show that, you know, gets my attention and I'm loving it, why not? The more, the better. Slice of Life. Okay. I'll have to check that out. Thank you.
Do you like shows like...
Duh. Hello. I'm not going to hide from that. Can't.
See, but he should literally just get through one good anime instead of trying tons of different ones. But his taste is not, and I'm not making fun of your taste. Your taste is so specific, and there needs to be a lot of different things that you enjoy in one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm like to me, I like Mashal for the same reason you like Sakamoto Days. Like, I thought it was funny. I like the concept of this super strong guy and unassuming. So there's a reason why I like that, but you didn't like it. A lot of people have comparisons. Slow Horses for the what?
Is that an anime?
No, are you talking Slow Horses for the 100th time? Let me see.
Sorry, Rasper.
It's a thriller. Oh, with Gary Oldman.
I like comedy. Okay, so anything comedy wise, but not like too much, like it's insanely just over the top. It depends. Like anime, it has
Snorks,
to have a healthy.
Snorks isn't an anime. It's like a, it looks like a Hanna-Barbera type show. You would know it if you saw it. Let me share the screen. It's just easier to do this.
But definitely comedy doesn't hurt. Like if you add comedy into it.
Like these things. You recognize these things?
I recognize that.
And then American Primeval. It's just another. Do you watch these types of shows?
Yeah, no. Colonialism.
Okay.
Yeah, no thanks.
All right.
Not a fond of that, if you know what I mean. Try Fog of Hail of Fog.
Oh, that looks... Oh, yeah. I want to... That one's cool.
Man, I don't even have a pen and a paper with me here.
Okay, let me document these.
Okay.
I don't think that's sub though. I don't think
these contradictions. What? What do you mean these contradictions? I like comedy, but
because you like one but not the other.
What? Which one did I not like? What do you mean?
You didn't like One Punch Man or MASH, but you like this one, Sakamoto Days.
Well, One Punch Man, it just kept reminding me of Caillou. Like I said, I can't take it seriously. Sorry. Okay. Is it dubbed?
No, you're gonna have to read it.
Okay, that's fine. I'll still try it out.
I like the fight scene, I like the animations.
It's hard for me to say what animations I prefer because to me it's just like there's got to be certain things in anime that gets my attention and keeps it there. It's very hard to explain, but comedy, like I said, doesn't hurt. Do I like action? Of course, I like action, but. Sometimes, like, you know, for example, like you guys like that what is that, Bleach? People love Bleach.
You don't like that, eh?
I don't get it. I like, just, I'm like,
to me,
I'm
this like, is fantastic. Like it looks, I like this. Okay, like I love everything about this. So
that's Sonic the Hedgehog right there. Okay.
Yeah, Sonic versus Sonic.
I don't know. The werewolf guy's there now all of a sudden. He looks like Broly with hair. Okay, now he's got strings, SpaghettiO.
Did you this doesn't count, but did you like Avatar The Last Airbender?
Yeah.
Do you like those types of shows?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah, Avatar's not bad, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Teemu anime. Quiet you. Hey, you know what? If they make good stuff, people will watch it no matter what, where it's from. Doesn't matter.
He will not watch that because Pokemon was his game. Like he does not give a crap about Digimon at all.
Pokemon, I can barely stomach that. I get it. Pikachu's cute and cool. Maybe I'll check out the Pokemon Cafe in Japan. But Digimon, yeah, no, that's not gonna happen.
Never. I remember you saying that.
It's just not my thing. That's all. I'm not trying to insult it or anything. If it's your thing, then cool. like I said, there's so many of you are here in the chat giving me suggestions, and I know some of you guys have different, you know, likes in your anime, and it's cool. It's all good. I'm just looking for some entertainment that kind of works with what I sort of like. And like I said, I was just blown away. I just love the story. It's just hilarious. So, yeah. Let's see what Tav says. My favorite story of Bleach was when, I don't even know, I don't want to butcher this name, Ichigo?
Yes.
Goes to another world to rescue a friend and transforms while fighting a strong enemy.
So that's basically the entire premise of the show. All that's
just... He has to go to another world to save a friend.
And transforms.
Like a transformer?
Might as well be. It's an anime. Just glowing aura, you know.
All right, cool.
Street Fighter animated, you used to watch that? Like the old ones, like the OVAs?
The old Street Fighter? I watched the Street Fighter stuff, yeah. I watched every Street Fighter. Some of them was kind of boring. Some of them not bad. So you're basically seeing Dragon Ball.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, that's basically the whole premise of the show.
Yeah.
That's how he was able to just break it down. My favorite part is when he transforms. Like,
okay. Isekai, yeah. All right. We veered off. I knew we were going to veer off. I knew it.
That's fine. That's fine.
And yeah, totally fine. Totally fine, yeah. But like I said, it's been determined. This is the show of all the shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
When I come back from Japan in March, we'll talk about some of the anime that I might... I mean, this thing is probably there that I will get exposed to, and I'll be like, whoa, this is pretty cool. I'm going to go to a building just filled with anime books and movies, and I'll go check that out. See? Apparently, it's like 6 stories tall.
Oh, sorry. You said you're going to try manga?
Yeah. Manga and anime, a building. It's just like 6 stories of just anime.
Would you read any?
I'll check it out. Why not? I love art. You know, D, I was a bit of an artist back then, okay?
Well, I believe you. I just didn't know if you... Because
I just lost it all because I haven't practiced it like decades now. I still love drawing.
Or you could try reading some while you're flying over there. Just download a bunch.
No, I think I want to...
No, you don't want to do it? Okay.
Just I'm going to be sleeping. I'm going to rest before I get there because I don't think I'm going to have much rest. I'll be going around everywhere. I have a strong itinerary, a very strong one. So land in Tokyo, straight 3 hours later, straight to Osaka, and then work my way back to Tokyo. So
it's funny when you, like, as a kid, were super into anime and manga, and then you fall off of it. Because there was a point where I stopped caring about it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then all it takes is one to pull you back in.
I do want to do a meetup with anybody that wants to go to Japan. I'm trying to get D guys to go to Japan with me, but he just won't budge.
I might. So, I said I want to plan a year and a half
from now on to plan a trip with anybody that wants to come. It's an open invitation, and we can all plan it up in a group chat or something to go to Japan and just have
Elvin's buying.
That I did not say, but I'll buy dinner. How about that? I'll buy dinner at Tokyo at a nice Tokyo place. But yeah, I do want to plan a trip to go to Japan, meet up with people there, and just have a good old time.
Tobobo Ferry is not safe for... Well, he is going with his family, so good thing you said that. I don't know. He already has his itinerary, like he said.
I've had friends that have gone to Japan on multiple occasions, so they've been helping me out with my itinerary. And I've done a lot of reading and, you know, looking up on YouTube, so I have a pretty good idea of where I want to go. I've already booked my Nintendo trip in Universal Studios. And I have a couple places booked in Kyoto. So I know where I need to do it, basically. Now it's just putting it all together.
I think someone on...
This was awesome. I watched it when it came out. This was an awesome. And that's why I was so disappointed with Netflix just destroying that beautiful story. But when it came out, it was awesome.
Did you watch Trigun or no?
Trigun?
No. Yeah. With Basho, okay. Try Fungu Fish, it's a killer.
Everybody, I believe several years ago, everybody was jumping on the attack on Titans.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Titans, not Titan, right? Attack on Titan or Titans?
Titan. Attack on Titan.
Yeah, I had a friend who I did never thought in my life would watch anime. All of a sudden messaged me and go, hey, did you ever watch Attack on Titan? I'm like, what? did you just say? I'm like, you? You from El Salvador? No way.
Oh, you did like Full Metal, didn't you?
Yeah,
Full Metal Alchemist, yeah.
Yeah, I had figures of that way back in the day when it first came out, yeah.
Were you an Inuyasha
guy? I used to go to an anime store and buy DVDs. That's how I consumed my anime because they didn't know, had no streaming platforms 25 years ago. So I had to buy DVDs for every single episode for my favorite anime.
It reminds you that in anime and manga, they will just switch it up on a dime. Like who you root for could change immediately. They're like, oh, I don't care if that's the hero. Like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Oh, Ryan's hitting
on
it.
You don't like it?
Ryan's hitting on it.
What don't you like about it? Oh, a trap anime. I read crap. So yeah, I guess it's what I was saying, like how they just switch it up, like a bait and switch. Is that why you don't like it? Like, I hate those types of things. Neo Genesis. You used to watch that too, I think.
Yeah, Evangelion. Yeah, I had the figures, every single one of them.
Did you used to watch Escaflowne?
Yep, Escaflowne had the figures of that too. I like it. I told you guys, I used to watch anime before some of you guys were born.
Yeah.
So, like I said, old school anime was what I grew up with. And I had the figures to back it up too. Gundam, right?
Yeah.
Wing Zero, Freedom Gundam, Destiny, all of that. Yeah. So I used to
be. For anyone, I see people tuning in. The reason we're talking about anime randomly is because people in the chat gave Elvin a list. Because Elvin doesn't really watch a lot of anime, so he's just trying it out to see what
you're trying to get like. Back into it. Yeah. But yeah, it was good stuff back in the day. Berserk too. I watched Berserk before these guys watched Berserk. The Berserk I watched was the legit Berserk. I have not touched the new Berserk because I can't. I'm good with the old one, and I had the figures to back it up. And the figures back then, they didn't articulate, obviously.
They were like statues. They were like statues.
But they were like detailed. They had a lot of detail and a lot of craftsmanship put into it. Like, for example, he had bandage stitchings, right, on his sword and handle area and in his hands. Like, there was some good craftsmanship to putting these figures together. Yeah, it's the go-to Berserk for me. You say Berserk, I think of that.
Maybe I'll give it a rewatch. I don't remember anything about it.
I'm surprised at the amount of knowledge these guys are bringing towards anime. Like, you guys love your anime. That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's why I have to compile a list. Or when they say something, I just
we should just do it. An anime show. Yeah. All day long. Anybody want to hang out with me doing an anime show all day long? Let me know. Yes,
Sheldon. That's what Sheldon's there for.
Oh, I know.
I think we're on what, week two, week three?
Yeah,
a bit starting early.
This is our third week, I think, starting early. Yeah. 7:30s, 7:30 p.m. on Monday nights. Pacific
time. On that note, let's get into the toys.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Your favorite.
Oh God, you're gonna ruin the good moment.
Okay, I'm gonna blitz through these. We gotta cleanse our palate of anime. Throw in some Todd Mazinger Z.
Yes. Mazinger Z, yeah.
Obviously the Astro Boy. I don't know if you've watched that. So I'm looking here. Me and Elvin are looking at the McFarlane Guy Gardner. Guy always has the problem of his jacket restricting articulation, and I don't think this will be any different.
He does soft goods. Why not just make a soft goods?
He very well could have. He could have put the torso on a peg itself, so the torso moves. But I can tell by the way that belt is that that's all one solid piece, like the Wonder Woman. So yeah. that body's not going to move. They tried to give you the option of face plates and the classic hair, like that bowl cut or whatever you want to call it.
Can be appreciative, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I appreciate that. The attempt, yeah.
It's just, it's in my opinion, it's ruined by that torso. So they gave you the qualities of a deluxe figure and then threw it out the window anyway.
That's the first time I heard this.
Don't worry, that movie has it covered. So
Guy Gardner bowl cut, haircut doesn't look stupid.
His modern hair looks more stupid than the bowl cut. I don't like this design on the right at all. Like, he does not look like Guy. If that jacket wasn't on him, I wouldn't know who this is supposed to be. We have Power Girl.
This has been selling like crazy.
Yeah. So here's an example. See how her torso is just all one piece? But her waist still moves. Guys looks just solid all the way down. So we'll see. You were considering buying her.
Yeah.
It's really the only option for her. But you have to factor in she would be the only one on your shelf.
I know.
This scale, off to the side, taking up space.
Yeah, that's the only reason I backed away.
Does he have a tongue or something? Like, what's going on with that faceplate? Like, there's his mouth.
I have no idea.
His mouth is just open.
Apparently there is a tongue behind this original face.
Okay.
Yes.
Easily could have just sculpted that onto the faceplate, but I mean, that's all right, I guess. It's going to look weird. I can't wait for people to take their ridiculous pictures with it.
Well, he's getting it.
It's a lot of money for a bowl cut.
Have they raised the price?
Well, yeah, because he comes with all these extra stuff. So this is considered like their deluxe figure.
Taz says, I can think of two big reasons to get Power Girl. Her cloth cape and kitty. Oh, well, of course, duh.
Of course, duh. It is nice that he is included soft goods like cloth capes.
Yeah, that is a nice touch. Yeah.
Woody's still going strong too. Perv Woody, I'm sure you've seen the pictures of like creepy pervy Woody because they gave the option to give him like different faces. We have Captain Cold.
Speaking of pervy, Captain Cold. Okay. I mean, why not just give him a soft goods hoodie?
They could have. But whatever.
I don't like this. The problem I have is they pick some figures to have soft good and some don't. Like furry boots there would have been nice, right? Nice little touch.
Yeah.
You don't have to make the whole thing like soft goods, but the top of the boots could have been soft goods. The hoodie on the outside perimeter could have been soft goods. It just would have made it look a little bit nicer.
I do like the like frosted look on the suit itself. Like the dry brushing.
Yeah. That's nice.
I like the texture. I like the folds. Like
it's not a boring blue. There's like shades to it, right?
So it's page punchers. He doesn't put paint on that at all. Like that would have been neon blue and just pure white. But for his rig, like he has like three different types of figures going on now. Like the normal ones with the like gold label and all those, right? Then you got your deluxe ones like these with the alternate hands and face plates. And then you have the page punchers that seem to just be molded in bright neon plastics, and they include the comic. I don't know how his business model looks, but
the thing I don't like about this figure is why two different tones of yellow or golden yellow? Like, why not just do one color? Pick a color and make it blend together. Now the yellow that's next to the gold just looks so cheesy. And in the picture, it's not even yellow, it's blue. So I don't understand. This is the stuff that drives me nuts about McFarlane. I just don't get it. Like, you have a picture that you're giving. So many times they put a picture inside the figure, and the picture is totally different than the figure they're giving you with it. Why?
By design. I don't know. I don't know why. But like the Hellbat, they included a picture of a Hellbat figure, but it wasn't the one Batman was wearing. It was the one like it was weird. Like, yes. People need to just like proofread and have more than one person picking the art to include on the box.
It just seems like there's two groups putting this together.
Yeah, and it probably is. That's what happens.
Or even three.
Hasbro does it all the time. I'm going to give them credit because they did include folds and dry brushing. You're never going to see that on a Marvel Legends for cheaper than $60.
I see where you're going with that.
And then other times we have figures with absolutely no texturing at all. Like this is just a smooth base body and a soft goods cape. The next one, Flash.
Wait, go back. Who is this?
Icon. He's basically a black Superman from Milestone, but then DC bought the rights. So he's part of DC.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. I like the female figure. It looks like Jubilee and looks like a black Jubilee. There you go. Is that her power? Same similar?
No. She makes like force fields, basically kinetic energy,
So what?
So it's like force field. So Sue Storm, like, I guess.
So I was just gonna say, yeah, Sue Storm. Okay.
Here's one that bothers me. So see his belt. They just took the usual blank body, body, and then just painted the belt over it. The belt should be a separate piece.
Very lazy.
Yeah. It's just noticeable when you have nice detailed figures like Captain Cold.
How many Flash outfits does Flash have?
Oh, so many. This is Walter West. So this is a different one. This is a
Williams
alternate reality.
Oh my god. Of course it is. It does look good though. He gives me that what's he call it? The Canadian superhero.
Captain Canuck?
No.
Which one?
Isn't it Vindicator?
Oh, Vindicator from Marvel. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he gives me that vibe.
I think they should have did a metallic red, because when I look at the image, I see heavy black shadows. I assume the red's super metallic.
No. You know what they're going to do? They're going to give you that comic version next.
Yes.
Yeah. Heavy shadowing.
Heavy shadow, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to give you that next. And they're going to call it the Platinum Edition.
Yeah.
Signed by Todd. So you bet only 20, so you have to pay $100 to get them.
Then the glow-in-the-dark ones.
Yeah. The Icon head sculpt would have been a dope John Stewart. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they just didn't use the same head, because I don't remember what John Stewart looks like. Let me look this up quickly.
Well, he would have that thing on his face, right?
Which thing? Hold on. Okay, so they didn't reuse it. Did they? I can't tell.
Put it up. Let's see. If you can.
Now, for anyone listening, I am an African-American. I am saying...
Stop lying. He's not.
I can't tell because they both look the same to me.
Go back again. Amy, go back.
The hair looks different. They might as well be the same person. His hair is shorter. What do you think? Oh, I can't hear you anymore.
You can't hear me?
Now I can hear you. Do you think they look the same?
They look the same, I think. Yeah. The hair is slightly different. So they could have just sculpted the hair, but used the same faceplate.
I'm not even judging them. Like, whatever. We have this is from that, you've probably seen it, the animation years ago where he's punching the laser beam. Everyone's seen it. So it's the classic Superman cartoon. They finally did the figure of that. You are a Superman fan. Is this something you would buy?
If they had a lighter blue. So why is that so dark?
Variants.
Oh, yeah, of course. If they do a sky blue instead of a navy, not navy, well, royal blue, I would get a sky blue.
Yeah.
Because that gives you that retro, authentic feel. I'd be on the fence about it.
Because you did buy the statue.
Yeah.
So something like this seems like it would fit right in like your collection.
Yeah, but the statue, the thing is, like, I could put it next to my Mafex and it's a statue, right? Like, it's supposed to be bigger than, you know, Superman itself. Oh, that's so cool. I don't know why he just doesn't fly towards it, but okay. But I mean, hey,
he's showing off his might.
We had Cyclops landing with phasers,
optic blasts.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
There's a difference.
There's no difference. Optic blast, my, you know what?
That's just the no. It is pretty. No, I would need to see it back in the day, because you know how televisions over time reduce the quality of images.
I'm just going by the picture right here in front of you.
Yeah. But it on screen. On screen, it could look like here. I don't know.
That's still sky blue.
That's still pretty light, right?
Yeah.
We need to see better
images. Unless the lighting.
Yeah, the lighting.
That's what I was just going to say. It could just be the lighting on this, right? Yeah, you're just having fun.
Yeah, exactly. I would do the same thing if I could. So on the fence. Yeah.
Absolutely. I won't buy it. No.
Okay.
My statue Superman's good enough.
YouTube user, are you gonna get this? I feel like you will.
He will. He's a dork.
Do you think they should have retooled this body entirely, or do you feel like it does it justice? I don't think he's broad enough. Like the image on the right looks a little more buff. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought so. Then we have Tempest, who used to be Aqualad. Again, good texturing.
There's a joke here when I saw this, but it's okay.
You're not going to say it?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay. All right.
Namor. Couldn't help myself. It's Namor. I'm so mad right now still about that.
You're still mad about that?
I'm so mad because I like Namor. I really did. And they just absolutely obliterated that character in Black Panther 2. I really like that movie. That movie is god-awful.
Oh, no. I didn't say I liked it. I just wanted
you
to
did.
See.
You
no,
did.
I didn't. Which, no,
when
I didn't.
When I asked you after the movie was over, you're like,
"Yeah,
I like that movie." I'm like, "I almost threw up when you said
the first
that.
One.
The no, first the one. Second one.
Oh.
We talked about it a week after we watched it.
No, I didn't say I liked it.
Okay. I'm not going to argue here about it.
You're wondering why I was upset.
I almost threw up when you said it. I was like,
or maybe that's why I said it. Who knows? Sometimes I like to see a reaction. I don't know much about him aside from what he pops into comps. I know him as Aqualad, and he was a completely different character back then. Like
is,
the person
isn't Aqualad like black?
There's more than one.
Oh, does he have like a student?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
It's like his he mentors like royal guards or whatever. So
gotcha. Okay.
The second one was Black Manta's son. That he just took under his wing to keep him
awkward.
Away from. Yeah, it's awkward. It's like, so your dad tries to kill me all the time, but
yeah, it's gonna be make for some interesting dinner conversations.
And then what else we got here? Oh, moving on to NECA.
I'm done with NECA turtles.
I don't need any. I don't need any more. Last. This is the last.
I say this with a lot of worry because. Every time I say that, they just bring something out. I'm like, oh my God, this isn't it though. So thank God. Yeah. But I'm pretty much done with.
But you did get Raphael from The Last Ronin. Did you get the others?
Who said I got Raphael?
I thought you wanted the bloody arrowed one. You got the
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's it. I'm done. Like, I really am done. Unless
How can you get one, but not all four?
Because I don't want to give them more of my money. I already gave so much of my money to them. Did you not see my Turtles cartoon collection?
Yeah.
It's out of hand.
And that's exactly why I didn't get them. When you're actually like, oh, come on, man. Why did you get them? Like, because I know what's going to happen. So I picked the ones.
I know. I say that. But I honestly think I am done with NECA too. It's overwhelming. When you have 3 shelves worth of NECA stuff, and I don't mean just tiny little shelves. I think I'm good. I've got everyone and more than anyone I thought I would get in my lineup. There's only one character that is still yet to be made by them. Is the only one I would go out of my way to get. It's the kangaroo. Because I had that as a kid. So it's the only figure that I will get from NECA. Yeah.
Or Super 7. Hey, Brick, we were talking about your live stream earlier that you did yesterday. And Super 7, you don't want them at all.
No, I'm done with Super 7.
Okay. They're done. Is it a quality thing?
No, it's...
They did the kangaroo, would you buy it?
Well, they pissed me off when they didn't... They canceled the Simpsons line. They pissed me right off.
Okay.
And then the Turtles line, the quality control got worse and worse. So I'm happy with the turtles that I got from Super 7 because they do have a nostalgic look to them, which I wanted.
Yeah.
I love the turtle van. I'm happy with what I have, but I don't need to go any more deeper into that line.
Like my fingers hovering on the posting to sell button for the 4 of them. Like for the Super 7.
I would not sell those. You're going to regret them.
I'm going to regret it.
I'm telling you, you'll regret them. I'm telling you. They just have that feel, nostalgic feel to them, okay. Right? You sell those and you're going to be like, oh my God, I wish I kept, because NECA's not going to make anything like that.
Yeah.
So I definitely would keep them. And especially you don't collect the cartoon version of NECA anyways.
Yeah. And I only really got the brothers. Like I didn't need any. So.
Yeah. Render 7. So you're getting these?
No. I don't need Casey Jones. I don't need old man Casey. He's sorry. Like, especially a black and white version. I have a Casey Jones. If I was going to get the old
comic book,
only thing I like are is this what?
Is this a comic book version?
From Last Ronin. So
yeah,
this
okay,
is
I see it. There it is. Yeah.
So he's basically dead anyway. I don't need a deceased character. Like, what am I going to do with this?
Then why did they make a character of him?
Exactly. Because they do the Lost Years comic before, but that's a prequel.
Okay.
But even then, he's just a side character, the Mask of the Phantasm Casey Jones. Like, there's just better Casey Jones figures out there that I don't need this one. The only reason I get him is for the accessories and only the accessories, period. And I could go find the Sledgehammer from a bunch of other action figures anyway. So they all come with the same stuff, really. So moving on to the
oh boy, I got some. I want to talk about this.
So we have SH Figure Art Spider-Man Noir. What do you have to say? And why are you saying it?
Why are all the companies that make Spider-Hammer allergic to making it articulate? Why? Nobody wants to articulate this poor guy. SH does the same thing. They're like, oh, we're just going to give you some interchangeable pieces for it. Just make it. It costs you the same amount of money.
It's funny because you can take all of the Spider-Hams that have come with everyone else, including all of the arms and legs and different accessories that he's come with and alternate expressions, put it in one box and sell that as a $60 figure. Like the Daima Goku, those
it's
mini Goku.
It's crazy bad. Even Hot Toys did it. I got him with Spider-Gwen and he doesn't articulate. It's a Hot Toy figure.
Hasbro as well. It's basically a bobblehead statue.
It's just crazy that nobody has been able to give us an articulate Spider-Man. Crazy.
His limbs aren't that, like, yeah, just Daima it. They just showed they could do it with Goku, so do it with him.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing. And they also had Krillin, who is just the same size or smaller. And Krillin articulates beautifully. It was one of my favorite.
Maybe they're worried about how skinny his arms are, but you could take some liberties, make them a little bit thicker if that's your worry.
People would forgive them they'll tell people, hey, it's a fragile. We'll give you an extra set of hands.
Yeah.
Right. Like, this is a fragile figure. We're making it for you. Right.
Oh, yeah. Chiaotzu and the Cybermen. It's possible.
And why is Noir wearing a bathrobe?
Yeah.
This looks really weird, man. Yeah, it's way too big for that body. I mean, just look at the close-up picture on the right here. It's like he's like swimming in it.
If you're gonna do like, it's a trench coat, isn't it?
Yeah, that looks like a bathrobe.
Yeah.
And then okay, so you give him a trench coat, then you give him a hard plastic hat.
Well, I'm just looking at Mafex Gambit right
now. Make a fedora hat with out of suede or something, man. Like seriously, give it that texture it deserves.
Because, like, Gambit's...
looks like a lint magnet.
Gambit's is this, like, it. Gambit's is form-fitting, I suppose. Like, they didn't use any different... Okay, maybe they did. This looks more burlappy.
You can see the stitching, too, in the inside properly, too. I know it's black, and this one's... I know, I get it. But this looks a lot better than
this looks like felt.
Yeah.
You know, the craft store
felt. I mean, just look at how wide it is on the neck area. Like rides up and it just it looks terrible. So I won't be getting this.
Oh, I was just mentioning them because it is possible to make them articulate. Ryan was showing me some Cybermen, like a third party Cybermen. So the limbs are small, but they move. So it is possible. But Chiaotzu is a good point too. I don't even remember Chiaotzu's figure. Do you have that?
No.
So I assume pass for you.
Yeah. So what I did was the very first noir that came out with Marvel Legends, I actually contacted Rebel T Customs, and she made me a coat and a hat for him, which is still better than this. And I believe I have it right over here. It's behind some figures. I'm not even going to attempt to grab that, but it's my go-to. It's better than I have the.
Which coat did you put that on your Legends?
Yeah, Legends. I got Rebel T Customs to make a hat and get me a coat as well for it. And it fits perfectly. There you go. New cell. I don't know.
I'll show you in a minute. They're in the slides.
Okay, cool.
It does look better posed, I guess.
If you missed out on the other ones and they're sold out, then what choice do you have? I wait for Sentinel.
Yeah, you got your Sentinel. You're happy. Yeah, Sentinel. Yeah. Sentinels was a rubbery plastic, so it wasn't soft goods.
Yeah, I have one of each now. I have a soft goods version and I have the rubber version. So I'm happy with both ones, right? I would have picked this up if it looked a little bit better, because the figure itself is not bad.
Yeah. Do you have high hopes for the show that's coming? I know this is a different topic, but it is Spider-Man Noir.
I am a fan of Nick Cage.
Yeah.
I hope it does well. Why not, right? Is it a show or a movie?
It's a show, a miniseries, I think.
Okay. I hope it does well.
They're dynamic poses. So he looks like he poses well. Well, you got one, you got them all.
But just, okay, can I go back for me for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you look at his hands, how skinny they are, and look at how wide the circle around the coat is, you could fit two hands in there.
I think that's accurate. Let me see.
Look at it. Look how skinny his hands are. You're not going to compare with the comic book, are you? Seriously?
No, I'm not. This isn't the comic. This is from the movie.
See? Look at that.
It's the same.
No, it's not the same. Stop it.
Here's the Sentinel one. So he looks pretty decent.
Yeah, you can't fit two hands in there.
Sure you can. Look at that. Just in case you
Yeah, no, it's a pass for me, unfortunately. What are you doing now?
I'm trying to find a different
I thought you were ordering Uber Eats.
No, I was trying to see if I had a picture of the other one on my phone. I was going to send it to you to post on here. So you hate this?
I don't hate it. I just feel like at this point, we should have been able to get an articulated spider ham by now. Who doesn't want one? They gave you legs. They gave you hands. It's just...
They all also reuse the same poses from each other. Because this one's from Sentinel. But you can see the Legends one in the bottom corner is also doing the same, like, and there's only so many poses he can do. Same with the mallet pose there. I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not getting it, so it doesn't matter.
Even back in the like Build-A-Figure days, his arms moved, but they didn't make his legs move. I don't know what they have against making this guy move. They would snap, but that's what Alvin was saying. He's saying people would forgive it if they made them slightly bigger to accommodate the joints so they wouldn't snap.
And give you extra hands, right? It's like, hey, listen, here's an extra, limb. If you break it, you break it. But this is what you guys wanted. You wanted articulation.
He's basically an android figure.
Yeah. I think if you're a collector, you're going to be very careful with this. You're not expecting it to be, as durable as thicker arms.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, what did he say?
Never forget. Yeah.
What is it? Does his arms move? I don't remember. I have a Sentinel, Spider Ground, the Spider Ham that came with her wasn't bad. It had enough accessories to change him up. So he also came with the SH Gwen. And I think he came with one other person as well. I can't remember. But there's just there's enough of him out there that they could put the accessories in a box and sell that as a separate figure on its own. And then here he is. See Spider-Man. They just 50'd it up. Pre-orders open. They opened 3 days ago. And he comes
You're
out.
You're getting
us? No, I don't need him. Hasbro's fine. He's I like him, but not enough to get an import version of him. So here's your boy. So we have the
Mayfix Robin.
Do you have any gripes with him? Any issues for anyone wondering?
I wish it was a little. I sound like Skilo here. I wish it was a little bit taller. No, I wish it was a little bit smaller. I don't want this to be in the same height as Nightwing.
He might be a tad smaller. I didn't see any comparison pictures.
No, he's got to be smaller. That's the only gripe I have. This, but I went to overlook it because I don't have a nice Robin figure except for the Mezco one in my collection.
Which one is that one? Was that Dick Grayson? This one's Tim. So
the one that you got too.
Oh yeah, that's Damian. You don't care about him.
No, I'm just saying I don't have a Robin per se, right?
And yeah. So
this is I'll take this, but I would have preferred a shorter, a younger.
I'm okay with this. I'm fine with them being their current age, like because I have Nightwing, I have a Dick Grayson. If Mayfix does a Damian, I will get that as well. So it is what it is. Like you said, it's the only one we have at the moment. I don't know if I want him because he's the only one available at the moment. So that's my issue with it. Am I buying it for the sake of buying it? Do I actually care about Robin that much in order to like? I'm not clamoring for a Tim Drake. Like, I don't need him, but I like the whole Bat family thing.
Well, that's why I'm getting this. It's going to go well with all the Bat characters that I have, right?
Yeah. Would you have preferred they have did a different character instead? Like maybe Flash or, I don't know, a Wonder Woman?
I don't think it is there. I think they're on their way.
Yeah.
I think so. It's about licensing too, right? So also the staff that he has. It's a bit thick.
Yeah.
But that's like little gripes. Nothing that
I'm wondering if they're just reused the one from Steel's Hammer, just repackaged it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. I can't tell.
What about you? Like you're getting this?
Yeah. Like I don't hate it. I didn't rush to pre-order it, so I did not even.
What is your gripe with it?
I didn't pre-order it. I don't like it's like do I want it just because he exists? Because I don't go out of my way to search down Tim Drake comics or anything like that. Like, I don't read his current run. I just want a Batman and Robin together posed. Do I wait for, like, some sort of third-party one?
I there's something about the licensing for Green Lantern. That's the holdup. I can't remember. I remember reading it somewhere. There was a licensing issue with Green Lantern. Because I think their licensing is based on comic book and animation, right?
Well, so far we have
specific comic book, specific animations.
Like everyone who showed up in Hush is a figure from the Batman line. The Death and Returns of Superman is from the Super,
So they buy specific lines based on comic book series. And they can make figures from that series that show up. So Green Lantern does not show up in either one of them. So therefore they haven't made one. That's not to say they're not going to go pick up another line, but I think we're a little bit away from that because they're still doing X-Men line as well still.
Yeah, it just would be nice to have a Justice League.
Oh, of course, absolutely. But maybe in 2029?
Yeah.
You know?
We'll
get there.
2030 if we're lucky.
Yeah, we'll get there. They'll announce it in 2029 and give it to us in 2030.
Alternate head sculpts. I don't know. Did you get a good look at the accessories? I didn't because I didn't want to go and buy him immediately. So
I just clicked the add to cart.
So it looks like that's all he really comes with. Two head sculpts and the bow staff.
Maybe it's a little bit too early.
Maybe. If not, he better be cheaper, like insanely cheaper.
Because well, he'll have set of hands for sure.
Yeah.
Because he got the but thumbs like Batman up there. Came with
his grappling hook, batarangs, yeah. A kryptonite ring hand. Nightwing
came with his. I think you might get some batarangs.
Yeah.
It's maybe another staff.
They included this off to the side. It's just like, oh, here's your accessory. Yes.
I actually will replace that with my metal staff that I bought from a third party person.
Yeah, put it to use.
Yeah. I'm excited. It'll be nice to add it to the family.
I'm a little concerned about the cape itself. Because looking at the close-up of the under the cowl sort of area, mm-hmm. you can see the fabric. And I know people had problems with Superman's cape coming undone.
Ooh, yeah, good point. Well, just like I said,
There's no pics of alt hands either, but you know he has to come with them. Like Elvin's pointed out. I don't know. It just seems like it's lacking.
Yeah. But I'm just happy to get the colors.
Yeah.
It's lacking in that area of my shelf.
Let me see here. And then one who's came out of nowhere. I think this is too little too late.
You would have had me purchase this thing if the movie came out and they showed this to me.
Yeah, I don't care about him.
Yeah, I would add to cart right away. I do not care for this. I already have the throne. That's all I wanted, really. I got my Black Panther. I'm good.
Killmonger is cool and all, but
it does look the face looks amazing.
Yeah,
the detail looks awesome. Not gonna lie, but I'm good.
I have been hovering on this. This is still Toy Talk. So,
uh-oh.
A Kotobukiya base model kit.
Look at you,
EXE.
You're a huge Mega Man fan, aren't you? You love your Mega Man.
I like the designs. Okay. But if someone's like explained the entire lore to me, I'm like, I can't do that. Because there's so many games and so many backstories. But I do like his design. I have his D-Arts version for Mega Man.
Mega Man. It's what happens when you do My Hero and Mega Man into one.
Which one? What?
This. You get this My Hero and then Mega Man. If you merge them together, this is what you get right here. I sprinkle a little bit of Sonic. There it is.
The glory days.
You really want this, huh? Don't you?
The model kit? Maybe. Oh, this thing? Killmonger? No. No. I have a Hasbro one in my bin.
In your bin?
Yeah, he's not even posed on the shelf. Pass for me. Okay. What did you think about this suit?
It's badass.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it does. It looks really good. I like it. Very aggressive.
Then the alternate, the head sculpts look fantastic.
Yo, really?
Maybe not the open mouth one.
Yeah, the closed
the middle one. The middle one looks good. The open one looks.
This is like weird. A 50-year-old Michael B. Jordan right here. The 50-year-old Michael B. Jordan.
When I said that, I was looking at the middle, and then I turned to the to the right a little bit. I was like, ugh.
It's anyway. Uncle Michael B. Jordan right here. This one, yeah. He's about to lecture you about. Getting a job,
vibranium or something. So pass for this. Surprisingly, they're re-releasing Broly.
I did not get it.
Don't you have this guy?
Yeah, that's why I did not get it.
Yeah, okay. I don't need him either. I have that. This
you
one and the
super. You
one.
Have this one, right? You already.
I have both.
So what's the difference between this and the old?
Well,
one? There must be some tinkering with it.
Yeah, this base plate. It says 40th Dragon Ball.
BRB.
No, honestly, this was their answer to the third party one just coming out. That's in my opinion. There was no reason to re-release this guy. I think it was based on voting, maybe, but they ended up also announcing they're releasing Cooler as well. So as far as I can tell, the only thing that's different is the plate. Like, I don't think they retooled this guy. There's no version 2.0 Broly body because you can't really do much more with him. His shoulders pop out that far. Like, you can't give him more clearance. Let me look at him one more time. Yeah, I don't think they did anything different. Even the shading's the same. Once again, praise be to third party. I thought you didn't like that one because you have this original one already. Or did you get the third party one? I know a lot of people hate the proportions of the third party one, but I prefer them to this guy. The only thing I hate is how huge he is. Like, he towers over this one. I think he's excessively big. So that's where I prefer the normal looking Broly. We have Guts. Some sites say it's sold out. Me and Ryan were talking about this earlier. The pre-order is actually February 3rd. So if you missed out, don't be afraid. You could still go get him. While you stepped away, I was going to ask, do you like that third party one? Or do you prefer?
I would prefer the official version.
Yeah.
Yeah, just with me.
So I have the OG, but I respect third party forcing Bandai to continue. Yeah. So that's always nice to see too. So I was just saying, Guts is being released. Pre-order opens February 3rd.
You getting this?
I don't know. I need a Guts. I need one. Band of the Hawks. Like, I remember at the pop-up store, you were looking at a Guts, and then you didn't end up getting him. Do you just do not? You don't need a Berserk figure? Like, you don't need any Berserk?
No, I'm good.
Merch on your shelf?
Looks damn good.
I have until February 3rd to decide.
Look at you.
I'm 60-40. Oof. Ryan thought he missed out, so I already know he's getting this. There's no point.
Holla at me on the 2nd of February.
We'll see. Yeah, say, hey, I'll
do. Hey, I'm thinking, what are you thinking?
I do that a lot. For those Ninja Turtles, those third-party ones, like I message KJ, I'm like, hey, are you getting? He's like, yeah. I'm like, where are you pre-ordering from? He's like, I didn't yet. I need enough people to convince me to get something. Zod is like my most anticipated. The Hawk. Amazing, we're getting that Guts. Do you have the other one, Brick? See, this, I like this soft goods cape. And it didn't do anything spectacular. I just like this more than that stupid jacket from Spider-Man.
He would look great as a King Arthur cape.
Yeah. Did you put a soft goods one on yours?
I just buy this for the cape.
Did you put a soft goods one on yours?
Yeah.
Did you order? Yeah, okay. Then I should have put this next to Broly, but we are also getting Final Form Cooler 40th anniversary reissue.
Did we not get this already?
Yeah, it's a reissue. So you got Broly and him.
I mean, cool for people who have never got this, so.
Yeah. I didn't get the first release.
I'm just wondering if the Broly has been updated with a little bit more better articulation.
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
They won't do that. They don't see any reason to. There's not much they can do because his shoulders are so big. Like, you can't. And then this cooler, I think he looks fantastic.
Do you have him?
No, so I'm.
Oh, I heard it. I heard it.
Thinking about it.
Okay. Lock it down, bro. Lock it down. Dragon Ball.
And then so these.
What in the world?
These are the third party ones Ryan mentioned in the chat before, but apparently this is an AI render of them. Oh. So but this is just a preview of something they're planning. So if they were to do it, it would look like these.
I'm in.
Yeah, it's gonna be like. So, you have Cell. Would you army build these or only get one?
Hopefully, they sell in the 3-pack.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hey, hold on! Don't just knock it. Wait for the announcement.
Yeah,
depending on the price, right? So,
because wouldn't the price reflect on the fact it's a 3-pack anyway?
Yeah. Exactly. So, and then probably get more off. They could sell more, right? If they make 3-packs.
Either way, it's just more convenient. It's convenient when there's
But don't get the buyer an option. 3-pack it is. If you give them a single, then someone will just buy one, right? Or someone will buy two. But if you put it as a 3-pack only option, then it'll be good for business for them.
they made sure to clarify that this is an AI generated image. So I guess they're just testing the waters to see how many people are excited about it.
I'm wondering if SH Figuarts is sitting up and taking notes.
Maybe. Maybe this image will spook them into announcing their official one.
I want to go back and see what Dragon Ball Z figures they haven't made yet.
Oh, there's that checklist that everyone uses.
Is there? I have to go look for
that. There's a checklist, yeah.
Okay.
It's so funny looking at the like version one figures where Vegeta's body doesn't even move. There's no ab crunch.
Ryan believes they're going to be for a set for sure.
Okay. What else we got going on here? Bandai probably won't touch these. They never did their Cybermen any better. Oh, he also was talking about, you're a fan of this show.
Ramen hey, toys. Kit.
Yeah. Would you? Would you buy this?
No.
Are you done with your vehicle phase?
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah, I'm good. The only one that I'm looking forward to seeing is their turtle layers that they're making.
Yeah.
I'm interested in seeing how those are going to look like.
So here's one. Here's one. I was just showing.
Oh, okay. So, whoa.
So you can download the checklist and then go through them all one by one.
Aren't they already like, they should have been crossed already out by this website.
They should have been what?
Like they should have already crossed out. Oh, there's a checklist for you if you want.
Yeah, if you want it.
No, like, I wanted them to like have a checklist that said that's been released.
These are released. It's just you also can mark off which ones you have. So all of these here are released. But then it's up to you to determine which ones don't exist. So.
Yeah, Chi-Chi. Yeah, that's the only one I could think of. And that obviously sell.
Did they seriously not do Kid Buu?
Oh, yeah.
None oh, my they... God. No, it's always been third-party ones.
What about Poe?
Mr. Popo?
Yeah, Mr. Popo.
No, he's too racist. They won't make him. So.
Oh, my God. I never thought of that at all.
Yeah, they won't wow, touch him.
Jesus.
They won't touch him.
Oh, my God. I have an uncle that looks like that.
I used to think Rod looked kind of like him.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so sorry, Ronnie, to hear that. What about the that brown kid with the mohawk?
Oob.
Oob.
I don't think Oob got a figure.
I have a figure of Oob.
I think only the old from school Jack Bandai
Pacific.
Ones.
I think Jack Pacific is it? Was it Jack's? No. Who was the O1 before in the US they used to sell their Dragon Ball line?
Where it only had like the arms that could move.
Yeah. Well, who was it? Jax?
No, it was
No, it wasn't Jax. Who was it?
Yeah, it was Jax Pacific.
Is it? Okay, yeah. So I had the Oob from that. I had pretty much that whole set from that line.
Sold them.
Yeah, I sold all of them once I saw the articulation of the new stuff. I'm like, SH figures? Get rid of this right now.
This two-pack? Man.
Yeah, there it is. I had this.
Look at how fat baby's head
No, is. There's another version of this.
There was a single-packed one I was looking
at. Yeah, I have the single-pack one. Yeah, this one. The one in the middle there you just saw. Yeah. Yeah, I have this somewhere in my... table here somewhere here it's right here somewhere in this pile. I showed it to you, remember?
Yeah.
And you're like, what is this garbage, get this out of here.
I was probably talking about that truck.
I'm like, that's me when I was
I was probably talking about trucks, not
I'm like, how dare you.
people were settling on that Dragon Stars one because they couldn't wait for the SH Figure Arts one. My top bots are Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta, Kid Buu, and Omega Shenron.
Briggs has seen it built and moves and pulses really well, and the soft goods cape is dope.
Oh, what's he talked about? He says, I don't have an SH Guts because they scale small with my stuff. I haven't. Oh, there's a model kit that he built. Did you get the Tozen Art, Kid Boo? Ryan, because his top watts are Kid Boo. And I know they did release like a version of him. There's two different third party ones.
Wow, they never made one yet?
No.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm very surprised as well.
I am shocked by that.
It's funny when someone mentions a figure they haven't released. And you're like, wait, what?
That's crazy. What do I have in my collection then?
You have Super Boo, Super Boo, and Fat Boo.
I have a third party, probably.
For Kid Boo?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I do like, I'm just going to laugh. I keep him there. I do like Super Boo. Like, he's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm.
What are you opening? Like
Super Boo. To all this Boo talk, made me want to smell him.
Do you have Kid Boo?
No, I didn't get the third party. And I don't have the Fat Boo either.
Hey, I have an extra Fat Boo. You can have it. I've been trying to unload that for over a year.
Oh, look at your list. I
have to find you a home for it. There. Dude, he has a chocolate bar and everything.
Yeah, I'll do a Boo shelf.
Okay, yay. I'm happy I'm enabling you.
You have a third party one for the Kid Boo?
I have to look in my collection. I thought I already had one. Jesus, I cannot believe SH had not made that. Yeah. What are you guys doing? Seriously, we get 17,000 Gokus, but you can't make a Kid Boo.
It's because, like Ryan pointed out, they didn't have to sweat before, but now all these third-party companies are coming out. They're like, oh, crap. Good. Okay.
I'm glad. Light a fire under their butts.
So we have Vi from Arcane. You were watching this show.
Yeah.
Did you give up on it?
Well, I gave up on it because I'm like, she kind of annoys me.
Does she? Okay. Her sister bothers me, but Jinx is popular. Like this.
Wait, which is the annoying one? That's the
Joker type character.
Yeah, yeah. Is this
that's
the one?
Jinx? No, this is her sister, her older.
Okay,
sister.
She's fine. She's fine. Okay. She's fine. Yeah, it's the sister that annoys me.
Everyone loves her. How
this looks awesome, by the way.
How I feel about Jinx is how I feel about Harley Quinn now, yeah. Where like they made her over the top and everyone loves her and like they just made her too crazy. I do like this figure a lot. I like the accessories. I like her.
This is 12 inch, right?
Hot Toys. So
what
do they scale? What do they?
Yeah, they're 12 inch. Yeah, 1/6. That looks so good, though. I mean, if you're an Arcane fan, this is like amazing. The sculpting, the hair looks so good.
Yeah.
And then the King Kong hands.
Are you
This is where they got the idea for Godzilla X.
Oh God, don't remind me of that movie.
Yeah, I can't F with the 1/6, but dang, it looks amazing.
Are you still getting Hot Toys for?
No, I'm good with Hot Toys right now. I'm probably gonna shut it down that door too.
Yeah.
Yeah, complete shutdown's coming. This looks awesome. Anyone who's a fan of this show and collects Hot Toys, man, good on you. Celebrate. This is awesome.
I love the effect so much.
I know.
I never finished the show, but I really enjoyed the bar fight she got in with these things for the first time. Like, I loved that scene.
I wonder if the fingers articulate.
I think there's attachments. What does she say? This is flawless for what it is, but those little hot or short, this was easier to make than their live action figures. Probably. But
no, they don't look. I don't see any picture.
She looks so fun.
Wait, no, look at the one at the top.
On the left.
Yeah. It probably does articulate then.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought they would have given her like swappable fists just because I don't know. I guess they cost in the end.
She can do the Infinity Snap.
Season 2 was a rush. Okay, I didn't finish Season 2.
Yeah, Arcane Season 1. I thought the first 4 episodes was really good. And then for me, it just kind of went downhill.
I know there's a lot of lore they have to cover from the games and stuff too, so it's probably very hard. And then I lost momentum when it took them like 4 years to come out with. I don't even know when season one, because it's like I stopped caring. But overall, this looks nice. I like it.
Mm-hmm. She's wearing that breathe strip too, so she doesn't snore at night. It's awesome. All right. What else?
Then we have the Hono. What is it called? Hono Studios from Hot Toys.
Pardon me?
Their secondary version. Their, I don't know what you call it. Their watered down version of Hot Toys.
A lot of people have seen the early reviews on this.
Of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not excited for that show at all. I don't care about it.
They're like, oh, it's. I heard the making of people talk about this. They're like, it's going to have nostalgia, but it's going to have modern twists. I'm like, it's going to suck.
They've done this 3 times now for Spider-Man, where they started.
I just saw the people that are behind this and they're talking about it, and especially the director, who was like, we're going to change some of, as soon as I heard that, we're going to change some of those characters. And I'm like, this show sucks. See you later. Get out of here. And then why is Harry Osborn like that?
Because they wanted to.
Ain't nobody look like that. Ain't nobody look like that.
Was he the jock, the buff black dude? Or am I wrong? I only saw I didn't even watch the trailer correctly.
Harry's not the jock.
There was a. Here, hold on a second.
Harry's got two loopy earrings and a man bun.
Hold on a sec. I don't even know the name of this show.
Oh no, it's the D team. That's good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was way off. I thought I saw him wearing a Letterman's jacket. I was looking at the wrong black dude. Yeah, I was way off, man.
Harry looks just stupid.
I thought...
Okay, Osborn is fine. You know what? It's a different universe. Fine. Osborn looks good.
I thought this was Harry originally, because this is where I saw the trailer.
That ain't Harry. Harry's on the far right
side. I see that now. I see this.
Yeah, there you go. There's Harry.
So is this Flash? Who is this?
I have no idea, man.
Because they said they made Harry a black dude. Like, okay. Like,
yeah, it's far right side.
So it's like, oh, he's that buff dude. I mean, that's different, but whatever.
Looks ridiculous. Harry looks ridiculous. So dumb.
And then originally it was supposed to tie into the MCU, but they realized they couldn't do that because they already written too much backstory for the MCU Spider-Man, so they made it its own thing. And then now it's just ridiculous. Like, okay. But for anyone who likes this show, now you can get in a figure of him.
There you go.
You better
believe Marvel Legends is going to make a set of it too.
In his year one suit.
And I guarantee you Harry's going to peg warm.
Oh, man.
They'll have to make Harry, right? How could you not make Harry? He's going to peg warm hard.
I like how I like replaying that interaction we just had right now in my head. It's like, are you sure that's Harry? Is he not that big black, that buff
nope.
dude, Jock?
Nope. That's not even Brock. Oh my God, it's going to so suck. I like the idea behind
they did it so many times, man.
It's just like
they did it in Spectacular. They did it in Ultimate. They did it in
when you try to take old and you try to mesh it with your new ideas. It generally doesn't work well.
Especially if you do it 3 times back to back.
Oh, man.
Like chill out. Make him progress further. Don't go backwards. You don't need to go backwards every time.
Because anyways, I heard the original idea was to have this sort of be the early. So, you know, when we first got introduced to Tom Holland Spider-Man, he was already in high school with friends with Ned.
Yeah, right? they took too long.
Well, the idea, exactly. The idea was to have this fill in how they became friends in high school. That's what this was originally proposed as.
Yeah.
Fill in for the year before that he actually showed up in live action. Somewhere along the lines, this all got scrapped and became this.
I heard them say, like, yeah, so we took too long and the movie already fleshed out his lore and they limited the villains they could use because of that as well. So they just had to So they're using the scraps of an idea and basically that's already a bad start, like you just said.
And then I saw these people on X going, it's amazing. It's so refreshing. It's just a nice twist on an old tale. I'm like, that's just slang for trash. That's what it is.
That's how I felt about Spectacular Spider-Man. Tav also seems to like Spectacular. But then they keep, like at the time Spectacular came out, we didn't have all of this stuff. I'll tell you how they became friends. They're nerds and had no, no, but that's the thing. That's the thing. In the MCU, they all go to that school for the gifted. So Peter isn't even an outcast anymore.
Yeah.
Because he goes to a school with people exactly like him. So, so right there, I'm just like,
oh man.
Are you even considered a loser anymore? Because two tables down, there's a kid who looks exactly like you doing the same homework.
He's got the same amount of pimples as you do on his face.
Yeah. And then your bully is also a genius. Man.
We got to work that out because of a third, fourth party. Not even third party, fourth party figure.
So you're getting this?
No, absolutely not. No chance. No way it's coming home.
You say that now.
No, watch it's not coming home. Even if my son wants it, I'm going to get out of here. No. Not spending my hard-earned money in this. No thanks. You know, they had an excuse for not even doing the whole song. They're like, we wanted to do something different. Don't do the song at all.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Oh, it's so stupid. They're like, oh, you have a little bit of the old song. They're like, yeah, we didn't want to do the whole thing. Just wanted to do something different.
Oh, man. Well, I look forward to watching that show.
Oh, man. Is there anything else today?
Well, I think that's it. We ended on a good note. I got to go TVR Spider-Man. When does that show come out?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm all thinking Invincible. Screw that crap. Invincible comes out in 2 weeks, I believe. Yeah.
That show's taking a while, too. What if they make modern audience Hono Harry Osborn? Well, that's an easy $300. That's going to go down the drain.
So episode 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. We're going to be giving, saying a phrase or not actually a word, right? Secret word.
Yeah.
For that episode. So stay tuned next week. Towards the end, we'll mention that word. And all you do is write it down, write down the episode that we set it on. And then episode 200, like I mentioned, we're going to be giving you some prizes away. So yeah, that's going to be awesome.
The animation style of that show, I don't know, not into a lot. I just looked at the trailer. The style of this new show reminds me of the MTV Spider-Man from like the early 2000s. Do you remember this show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I wasn't a huge fan of it, but still, a lot of people were.
Another modern take on Spider-Man.
Why not?
Like they keep doing this.
The good times rolling.
They keep doing this.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off. I just didn't want to ignore Brick there.
No, all good. Here we got this Kamen Rider GAV character Valen figure. It's announced.
Elvin's done with Kamen Riders. He burned through that quickly. He exhausted himself.
Yeah. I was happy with what I have. It's cool.
Not good, in a bad way. When I say he exhausted, I don't mean he doesn't like them anymore. Like he got what he needed.
Yeah, there you go. Add a spruce of nostalgia, D. Mm-hmm. Sprinkle in some nostalgia. That'll get everybody going again. Right?
It works all right. Those other times.
I think that is it for today.
Yeah.
Right? Make sure to hang out with me on Friday nights for Popcorn Chicken. I'm by myself. I'm so lonely. And I will do my top five every week. So hang out with me there. We got some cool stuff to talk about.
Keep giving him anime ideas for Elvin.
Yeah, if somebody wants to hang out with me, if people want to do an anime show, we could do an anime show too. I don't mind learning along with everybody else, but we'll send us some suggestions. We'll listen to them. Go to A&R Universe, send us some suggestions. We'll go from there. But yeah, wherever you're on the world or the universe, have yourself a good morning, a good day, and a good night. Sakamoto is life.
Oh, God.